one other one, and then I want to play a little more of the Necroambulites. This is called In Sepia. Often you walked at night, house lights made nets of their lawns, your shadow briefly over them. Often you felt In Sepia. Often you walked at night, house lights made nets of their lawns, your shadow briefly over them. You had been talking about death over and over. Often you felt dishonest, though certainly some figure moved in the dark yards, a parallel circumstance, keeping pace. By death, you meant a change of character. He is a step ahead, interlocutor by whose whisper the future parts like water, allowing entrance. That was a way of facing it and circumventing it. Death was the person into whom you stepped. Life, then, was a series of static events as here the child, in sepia, climbs the front steps dressed for winter. Even the snow is brown. And no, he will never enter that house because each passage, as into a new life, requires his forgetfulness. Often you would explore these photographs, these memories in sepia of another life. Their use was tragic, evoking a circumstance, the particular fragments of an always shattered past. Death was processed then, a release of nostalgia, leaving you free to change. Perhaps you were wrong, but walking at night, each house got personal. Each had a father. He was reading a story so hopeless, so starless, we all belonged. The, thanks.